Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A regular discussion on this show involves our state's need for college graduates who are qualified for the workforce our employers need and who themselves want to live and work here. Our next guest is part of a panel of South Carolina's top business and higher education leaders who are working on just that. Ken Wingate is the former chair of the South Carolina Commission on Higher Education, who is now also part of the project known as Competing Through Knowledge. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate being here.
Tell us the genesis here of your organization.
In 2008 and 9, the General Assembly of South Carolina had what was called a Higher Education Study Committee that looked into how much training and education is needed for the average worker in South Carolina. That led to a report that unfortunately gathered dust on a shelf. And so a group of business and higher education and civic leaders from across the state this year decided to blow off the dust and refocus with a new impact study. We've had so many developments in the last couple of years, Volvo coming into South Carolina, Continental Tire, other businesses, and they have needs for students with degrees, whether it's associate degrees, which is a two-year, a certificate degree, which may be in a limited field, such as in computer technology or welding. And the gap is widening. The number of workers with middle or higher skills needed compared to the number of graduates we're currently producing. So there's a concern and a desire to increase the attention on the need for a better educated workforce so that we can provide better quality of life and so that we can meet the needs of South Carolina businesses.
Volvo, Continental Tire, why are they coming here if we have this gap?
What we have is a mechanism for producing such trained workers. Our universities, our colleges, our technical college system, which is one of the most robust and advanced in the nation, is capable of tailoring programs to the specific needs of differing sectors of the economy. And it's that that makes South Carolina, among other things, very attractive.
So you're saying we're landing these companies because of the promise that we will deliver the employees they need, but we may get even more economic development, more announcements, if we already had the workers here.
That is correct. Boeing is another we haven't mentioned yet. That's a good case in point. It worked together with the leaders of South Carolina and of the colleges, universities, and the technical colleges, particularly in the Lowcountry, to develop programs that would quickly be able to train, certify, and turn out a number of workers over a span of years to meet their specific needs.
And so what is the action plan that your organization has?
It's first of all to try to incentivize more of these public-private partnerships. What can a company or a series of companies in a given industry, automotive, aerospace, do together in order to develop a curriculum, provide high-tech equipment in the classroom that is similar to that which they would be using in the workplace? Find trained instructors who have industry experience to come and be teachers and professors in these tailored programs. But another is to make sure that the transferability of credits from a given technical school into a given college or university would create a seamless transition for students to be able, as and when they are capable, to continue to pursue the stair steps of more advanced degrees.
Ken, can you give us some of the highlights of this recently updated report?
Yes. One of the specific findings is that by the year 2030, we will have over 500,000 jobs in South Carolina that require some higher degree of education beyond high school. These principally will be in the areas of science, technology, management. In the healthcare area, for example, the demand for nurses alone will comprise about 40% of the workforce. Those individuals need at least an associate's degree. And so we are falling behind the pace and need to pick up the pace.
The complete report we can find at your website?
Yes, that is correct.
And we will have a link to his website posted at our webpage so you can learn more and read that report. The address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts and you will find us. Ken, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Ken Wingate is part of the project known as Competing Through Knowledge. Our address again to find that link, etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.